Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. If you're anything like me, you want a successful, abundant business, epic energy, a growth mindset, vibrant health, and beautiful relationships. And this podcast sets out to help us achieve all of that together. I've been in the entrepreneurship arena for almost a decade now and have mentored hundreds of other business owners. So I know what goes on behind the scenes and what it takes to succeed. This podcast shares the tips, tricks, learnings, and lessons I lean on in order to blend the different facets of my life as an entrepreneur, author, wife, and mama to two gorgeous little humans. Let's jump in to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to a whole new season of The Lorraine Murphy Show. I am so excited for this season because it's about one of my favorite topics, which is entrepreneurship. So this season, we will be talking about how to build businesses, but also how to support ourselves while building them. So I'll be sharing the advice, the best advice that I've received when it comes to building businesses and energy management, and also the advice that I've passed on. I'll be featuring entrepreneurial success stories, and probably the episodes I'm most excited about are my mentee case files. So this will be me interviewing a mentee of mine about a common issue or goal that a lot of my community experience and how they have worked through that objective or made that objective reality or worked through a particular block. So yeah, really, really excited to bring those to you. The first one's landing next Friday. So quick update on me, because this is my first podcast episode since our birth story. I am now on week two of being back after Babyland, and I'm feeling so creative and so excited right now. It feels really, really, really good. My very, very first task and my first day back post Babyland last week was to map out my quarterly business plan and also map out, for the first time, I mapped out an energy management plan. And I'll be talking a lot more about this in this episode. So that gave me really, really great clarity around where my energy is going to be going over the next few months. My goal is, big goal, to work 2.5 days a week between now and Christmas and 2.5 times my profit. So big, big goal, and is going to force me to be absolutely ruthlessly efficient and focused and energized as well, hence the energy management plan. And I've also really streamlined my business. So at the start of this year, I work with a pyramid structure with my business, and I teach a lot of my mentees how to do this as well. I had 9 tiers to my pyramid. However, for this quarter, I have only 5 tiers. So it's really, really, I've almost halved what I'm focusing on in the business as well, which feels really clean and really energizing as well. So focuses for this next 4 months in the business and my quarterly plan include the podcast. So this podcast that you're listening to right now. Also really, I want to platinum class the mentee experience through my business. Also really want to streamline the finances in my business and how we're managing finances and the structures and the systems around that side of the business. Also a content system. So to create a really snappy, easy to follow system to make sure that I'm really offering my very best on Instagram and on email and in the podcast as well. And my new book. So my new book is coming out in January, and it's been a really strange one because I wrote 2/3 of it before Wilder was born, and I just finished the third. While I was in Babyland, I was finishing the book. There was another 3-4 chapters to write, which I've completed. So yeah, it's a bit strange. It's like a thing. And just as I was getting ready to record this episode, the team sent through the final artwork for the cover, which looks amazing. And yeah, it's all happening. And this book features the best bits of all of my mentoring over the last 4 years. We're describing it as the ultimate lifeguide for recharging, refocusing, and confidently striding into your best future. And how I've approached it is really to be a trusted, loving, and straight-talking BFF to help you create the life that you dream of and also make it happen, which is so, so key. So as I said, it's based on all the very juiciest nuggets of my mentoring, my retreats, and my programs that have helped women just like you feel less overwhelmed, find their purpose, set their goals, manage their energy better, which is what I'll be talking about in this episode, get motivated, make more money, and upgrade their relationships. I share tons of stories from my own life and also my work with my mentees to bring those ideas to life and also to remind you that it is possible to make epic, lasting changes, whatever your situation or life stage. So this book is for you, whether you're a business owner or an employee, whether you're studying or parenting, it's laden with insights and actions to help you switch your life up a gear or two. So as I said, it's hitting bookshelves in January, but we have just opened pre-orders as of yesterday. So you can pre-order your copy today. And by pre-ordering, you'll also get access to some exclusive bonuses as well as the chance to win a Money Can't Buy 1 hour mentoring session with me. So everyone who pre-orders the book, I'm calling them my VIRs, my very important readers, will receive first delivery when the print run drops, that very, very first print run. We will be sending out the books to the VIRs first. A signed copy of the book, signed by me, obviously, not Lexi. You can get Lexi to sign it too if you like. A bonus Step Into You program, which is valued at $99. So I'm calling this the Step Into Action program. It's a self-paced mini program to put you on the fast track to integrating the learnings from the book in your life. And I've also included in that Step Into Action program, an exclusive visualization exercise and an audio pep talk from me. And I will also be pulling a special affirmation card just for you. Each of you who pre-order as well. And if you pre-order your book before the 30th of September, so before the end of this month, you'll go in a draw to win a 1 hour mentoring session with me. I don't actually offer a 1 hour mentoring at all. All of my mentoring runs through either my mastermind or my Power Quarter mentoring. So this is literally money cannot buy. However, if I was to charge for it, it would be $800 to do that. So that's the pre-orders. As I said, they're open from today. If you get in before the end of the month, you will also go in the draw to win that mentoring session as well. So this episode, I'm talking about energy management because I shared a little bit about my energy management plan on Instagram and I had a lot of questions about it. So I thought what would be cool, given that we've just ordered open pre-orders on the book as well, will be to share with you a snippet of the book from the energy management chapter. I've got a whole chapter specifically on energy management in the book. So I would want to share a snippet from the book. So read it to you. It'll be my first time reading the book aloud. I feel like I'm sitting fireside reading this book to you. So I'm going to read you a snippet from the energy management chapter. Also as a way of setting the scene for when I jump in and share with you my energy management plan. So it will really help you understand the value of energy management because I really do believe that your energy management plan is just as, if not more important than your business plan because if we're not managing our energy effectively, then we are not going to be able to achieve anything that we want to create in our lives, whether it's running a business, it's parenting, it's having a brilliant relationship with our partners, spending more time with our friends, whatever it might be. It's all driven by us actually having effective energy management going on in our lives. So I'm going to share chapter 3 with you. So a snippet from chapter 3 of my new book, Step Into You. Oh, I feel a bit nervous reading this. So I'm actually reading this from the edit. So I actually want to do a separate episode on the book writing and book editing and production process. So I will do that as part of the season as well. So I'm actually reading this just for context. I wrote these chapters. They were then edited by the editor whose name is Susan. And then what I'm reading from you is what has come back to me from Susan. There's some further edits. And so if I'm a little bit glitchy as I read this, just bear with me because it's very raw still. I'll be sending back the edits back to Susan and my publisher Hachette next week. So let's kick off. Chapter 3, Energy Management. Of the 15 chapters in this book, this is the one I've been most excited to write. As the title tells you, the chapter is about energy management. And the reason I'm so excited to write on this subject is that I believe effective long-term energy management to be the most critical life skill that women can implement. Over the last 2 years, the work I do with women has increasingly focused on helping them to cultivate the energy they require to be the women they want to be, to build the careers they wish to have, to be the partners, friends, and mothers they wish to be, and so on. When you think about it, every one of our achievements is fueled by our own personal energy. And as we talked about in the last chapter, if that energy is zapped, we have sweet FA chance of making that magic happen in our lives. We need to get to a place where we feel like we've got enough fuel in our tank and maybe a little bit more to go and create the life that we choose. You may have a particular area of your life that you'd like to improve, say your family life, your job, or your home. It might be going for that promotion at work or getting your business to the next level. Whatever it is for you, you are not going to be able to create that if you are exhausted, depleted, and resentful. It just ain't happening. It really does amaze me that we're not taught about energy management at school. Imagine a world in which every person from an early age was encouraged to examine exactly what builds their energy, what drains it, and how they can moderate it to get the very most out of their precious lives. It would be the difference between putting the cheapest petrol in the tank and the fancy turbo stuff. Energy management is especially important for women. I believe that energy management is important for both men and women. However, I do think we women need to be a hell of a lot more intentional about our energy. In my experience, women find it a lot more difficult to switch off than men. Even as I'm writing these words, I'm also thinking about the pancakes that Wade is cooking in the kitchen next door, about the activities I'll do with Lexi later on today, the wash that's sitting in the wash in the machine waiting to be hung out, that business proposal I emailed to someone yesterday, and the birthday card I want to send to a BFF this afternoon. And that's not even the half of it. This just seems to be my default setting. Am I right, ladies? In this session with relationship therapist Robert McGeever, Wade and I were treated to a vivid representation of the differences between the way male and female brains appear to be structured. Robert proposed that men's brains are arranged into compartmentalized boxes, each with a different label. So Wade will have a box called work, one called dad, as well as Lorraine, gym, motorbike, mates, parents, books, sleep, and so on. He spends his days moving from one box to another, but is only ever in one box at a time. If he's reading a book, he's in his book box. If he's riding his motorbike, he's in his motorbike box. Robert then described how he sees a woman's brain, a mass of interconnected wires joining to every part of her life and every wire simultaneously live. This means that something happens in the office at work can immediately connect to something to do with a friend, or something at home will link instantly to future holiday plans. Now, here comes the nugget that blew me away. According to Robert, the two favorite boxes for a man to be in are, wait for it, the sex box and the nothing box. The sex box I'm able to comprehend, but I needed educating on the nothing box. The nothing box, it turns out, is a special place men can visit where there's simply nothing going on. They are not thinking about anything. They are not planning anything. They are not wondering about what they'll eat for lunch. They are simply nowhere. This is why men can crash out in front of the TV, aimlessly kick a football around, or scroll endless YouTube reviews of a gadget. Their special skill, however, is to do nothing even when there are dishes in the sink, a child is having a meltdown in the next room, or their partner is fuming right next to them. I was talking to my friend Claire Obeid yesterday, and she was expressing her amazement that when she asks her husband Chris what he's thinking about, he will say, nothing. At that same moment, she might have 18 different topics live in her mind. The fact that we women haven't been blessed with a nothing box is precisely why I believe that schooling ourselves on how to best manage our energy is more critical for us than it is for the men around us. The capital versus interest energy model. As I mentioned, I've seen the challenges around energy management manifest in my own life, in the lives of friends and family, and with the hundreds of women I get to work with. To kickstart any energy management discussion, here's what I tell them first. Think about your energy as a savings account. You've got X amount of energy in that bank account, aka your capital. Each month, you can earn interest on that capital. To be in a really strong financial position, you'd ideally only spend your interest, leaving your capital nest egg intact. It's the very same for your energy. If you can create a situation whereby you're protecting your energy capital and only, inverted commas, trading the interest, you'll be living a life where there's plenty of energy to go around for all the people and commitments you want to devote it to. The problem I see with a lot of women, however, is that they've run out of interest and are into their capital energy. And for some, that capital is about to run out. Running out of capital is energy bankruptcy. When it occurs, that's when you have burnout, with all its associated shittiness and stress. So that's a tiny snippet of my new book, baby, Step Into You. I'm so excited that I got to share it with you today, and I hope it gives you a taster for the, obviously the content of the book, but also hopefully the conversational tone that I've approached it with. I have, as I was writing that book, I would just visualize a mentee sitting in front of me and what would help her the most. So that's a little snippet from the book. I hope you like it. And as I said, that snippet from the energy management chapter is the perfect setting of the scene for what I want to talk to you and what I want to share with you today. So what I'm about to share with you is my own energy management plan. And as I said, the reason I've created this is that I've got a kick-ass quarterly plan for my business between now and slightly longer quarter, four-month quarter this time around, between now and the end of December. However, I also needed to create an energy management plan because right now we have an 11-week-old. He's almost 11 weeks as I'm recording this episode. We've also got our four-year-old daughter, Lexi. I've got a business where I've set a pretty ambitious target to 2.5 times my profit in, you know, working a hell of a lot less than I was working before Wilder was born. So what I want to share with you is my energy management plan, because this is how I want to support myself in doing all of the things that I want to do between now and the end of the year. And I'm going to share it with you, but I also need to be really, really clear that this is a goal. I had one member of my community reach out over Instagram when I shared a sneak peek of my energy management plan on Instagram. And she said, "How are you getting 8 hours sleep with a tiny baby? Like, I don't understand. That's like a pipe dream for me right now." And I went back to her and said, "Look, it's a goal. I'm not getting 8 hours sleep every night right now. I have a couple of times if I've gone to bed early enough, but that's what I'm working towards, okay? So what I'm about to share with you is not saying I nail all of this every single day and I'm amazing. It's like, this is the ideal. If I could get life moving more in this direction, in the direction of this energy management plan, then I know that I will be, I'll be in my interest and not my capital. And full transparency, I feel like I was in my capital last week because myself and Wade were both sick. I've still got a croaky voice. I'm not sick anymore, thank God, but I've got a croaky voice as a little memento or a little souvenir from the last week of not being well. So Wade was also not well, and Wilder was up during the night because he was 10 weeks old, and that's what 10-week-old babies do. So I am going to share it with you, but as I said, I'm not saying that I'm nailing this right now. It's an objective. And if I tick off 3 levels of this energy management plan, then I'm feeling really, really, really happy with myself. I like to think about it like it's my GPS, yeah? So if I've got this in my GPS, then I can constantly be working towards doing that. And I know that all of the things on this plan boost my energy massively and make me feel really, really, really good. However, if I didn't have anything in the GPS, then it's more likely that I just float through the days and not tick off the boxes that I know make me feel really good and really energized. I also did want to say before I share that staying on track with our commitments to ourselves is a whole other topic. And it's actually an entire chapter in the new book as well. So I don't want to talk too much about staying on track, because when I shared the plan on Insta, a lot of people said, "Yeah, this is awesome, but how do you make it happen?" So I will share that in the book. But what I do want to say is that I see this plan, just like I see any plan, as a commitment to myself. It's a promise to me and say, you know, Lorraine, this is, with all the different balls that you have in the air right now, with Wilder, with Lexi, with Wade, with your business, the fact that this is all set to the backdrop of lockdown and, you know, friend relationships and family relationships and all of the things, my promise to myself is this energy management plan. And as such, I don't want to break promises that I make to myself. So that's how I see it. I'm trying my damnedest not to break my promises to myself as part of this energy management plan. So I'm going to dive in. So obviously you're listening. You can't see what I have in my hand right now, but I've just taken my plan off the fridge, which is where it's been living for the last week since I created it. And I also need to say that my brilliant friend, Sabri Subi, who's the founder of King Kong Marketing Agency, he shared with me his pyramid of power. And that planted the seed for me to structure this like a pyramid. So Sabri's is actually different. His is an inverted pyramid, whereas mine is a what's the opposite of inverted? I don't know. It's just a normal period where the pyramid, where the bottom is the widest bit, if that makes sense. And then it works up to the pointy bit at the top. So what I have got, I'm going to give you the visual. I have got a pyramid that has seven tiers to it. And the very, very bottom tier is sleep. And the reason I put sleep there is that for me, and I think for many of you listening, sleep is the foundation of all energy. When we get enough sleep, we are 10 times better position than we are without that sleep. So as a result, I've put sleep as the very, very bottom of my pyramid. So my intention around sleep is to get 8 hours of sleep a night, which means, I had to do the maths on this, that means getting to bed at 8, being asleep by 9, and being up at 6. And that then gives me, I'm trying to remember my maths that I did, because that gives me 9 hours, and that gives me an hour to be up with Wilder during the night. So as I'm recording this, he's just seems to be, fingers crossed, dropping his second night feed. So we seem to be doing one night feed. So of course, as soon as I record this, he'll change his mind. I did this plan because he'd only done one night feed 3 nights in a row. And I was like, boom, we're home. This is it. One night feed I can live with very, very, very comfortably. And he promptly went back to 2 night feeds for the following 4 nights. So as of the last 2 nights, he has done one again. So we'll see how we go. So 8 hours sleep, early bedtime. That's how that needs to work. So the next layer up in my energy management plan pyramid thingy is hydration. So I know I find that if I'm not drinking enough water, I feel hungrier, I feel more tired. I get to the end of the day and I may have a headache, bubbling. So hydration is the next one. And that means drinking 3 liters of fluids per day. So I actually got weighed yesterday. He was measuring how much water, how much water our water bottles hold, which is bizarre because it's actually on the bottom of the water bottle. But anyway, I don't know what he was doing. But I also got him to measure how much water my lemon juice drink cup in the morning. I've got this massive mug. It's from Kmart. It's huge. It's probably more like a soup mug. But I got him to measure how much water that took. So I knew that, okay, well, how much towards my 3 liters is that contributing? And that holds 700 mils of water. So in the morning, I'm drinking 700 mil straight away of warm water, and then obviously drinking water throughout the day, drinking herbal teas, and then during the night I normally get through like a glass and a half. So he measured our glasses, they're 600 mils. So working back from that, I know, okay, how many of those do I need to be having in order to hit my 3 liter? And the reason I used to say 2 liters, but the reason I've said 3 liters is that obviously breastfeeding, and that requires a lot of fluids. And also we're just getting to the point now where we're not turning on our heater in the morning, but that was just a recipe for dehydration over the last couple of months, having the heater going all day and then breastfeeding as well. Like my skin was so dry, and my acupuncturist pointed out, she was like, if you're breastfeeding and you're in heating all the time, like that's going to be dehydrating the crap out of you. I don't think that was her language. That's my language. And I was like, of course, I need to drink more water. So I've really noticed a big difference since increasing water intake. So if you're feeling like your energy is flagging, this is the beauty of this, yeah? Go back to the basics. Are you sleeping well? If not, if you are sleeping well, okay, cool. Are you drinking enough water? And so on. The third tier up, so I'm on the third tier from the bottom of the energy management pyramid now, is nutrition. So think we eat pretty well. As I say that, I'm taking one sip of my green smoothie next to me just to drive that point home. We do eat pretty well. But I think being pregnant and being in those kind of early post-baby days, and then just kind of the comfort food eating and all that kind of thing, I feel like my standards have definitely been lower than they would normally be. So I haven't been avoiding gluten like I would normally for probably the last year. Sugar has been in the diet every single day, normally in the form of some dark chocolate as a little energy boost. I've been, for the last week, I haven't had any sugar or any gluten or chocolate or cacao, which is like my fave thing, because I found like the cacao, because I wasn't drinking enough water, that was dehydrating me as well, because it's like it's like caffeinated tea or coffee. It's a diuretic as well. Cacao is a diuretic. So my kind of guidelines, I don't want to call these rules, my guidelines for myself on the energy management plan are no sugar, no gluten, and no cacao. I will say I did have a couple of really beautiful chocolates over the weekend. And also, this is really big as well for me. So obviously I want to be putting really good stuff into myself, but also, and sorry, I just need to be clear as well, like, I can tolerate gluten. It doesn't, I don't think I've got an issue with gluten, but I do feel like I've got more energy without it. So this isn't me saying this is how you have to eat in order to have good energy. Everyone listening is going to have a different recipe for them. This was just something that I wanted to try, particularly because, as I said, I have been going a lot harder on the gluten and the sugar and the cacao than I would normally have been, yeah, when I was being pregnant, and also in particularly in these early baby days. So yeah, that's not me passing judgment on sugar or gluten or cacao. If they work for you and they give you shitloads of energy, go for gold. So the second part of it is, first of all, first part was putting good stuff in, but the second part was having regular meals, because, I mean, particularly in the early days, you know, those first kind of 4 to 6 weeks when Wilder was tiny, he's still tiny, but he was tinier. It's just that whole thing of, like, your days are a bit flowy. Like there wasn't as much structure to my day. So sometimes I wouldn't have breakfast till 10 o'clock in the morning, or even like a couple of mornings it was 11 o'clock before I actually had breakfast, which is not good, particularly given I was feeding. And or maybe the weekends we pushed lunch later because maybe we've had a later breakfast and we're not having lunch till 2 or even 3 o'clock. So the second part of the nutrition part of the plan is to have regular meal times, like to not let my blood sugar get low, because of course then that makes me want to grab a piece of chocolate to give myself an energy boost. And then I just get into kind of a sugar crash mode. So I want to have regular meals. So I've been much more intentional about regular meals over the last week. And I do think that's made a massive difference to my energy as well. So breakfast at 7:30, lunch at 12:30, and dinner at 5:30. And that's, yeah, I found that really, really, really helpful, because I'm not getting those horrible energy dips. Like my energy is more sustained over the day as well. So recap, bottom tier was sleep. Second tier up was hydration. Third tier up was nutrition. Now the fourth one, and this just came to me in the middle of a mentoring session a couple of weeks ago when I was working with a mentee on energy management. And I realized that in order for us to effectively manage our energy, we also need to effectively manage our time, because if we are rushing, if we're stressing out about have we got enough time to make things happen, or we're running late all the time, then that is such an energy zapper. And I would say one of the biggest energy zappers on my, like the chronic ones, like on an ongoing basis on my energy, is rushing. Because as soon as I start rushing, I feel exhausted. I feel wired. And then as soon as I've completed the rush, I feel absolutely wiped. So I realized that effective time management needs to be a part of any energy management plan, because that's going to support us so much better. So in terms of time management, some of the guidelines I created for myself was to have golden boundaries. And I'll give you an example of that. My intention is to work Tuesdays, half day Wednesdays, and full day Thursday. So full day Tuesday, half day Wednesday, full day Thursday, and not to work Monday and Fridays. And yesterday morning, I woke up and I was like, okay, there's lots that I could do with the business today. I could really get a head start on the podcast episode, even though I'd set myself up on Friday to last week to have everything organized for the week ahead. And then I realized, no, Lorraine, your intention is that you're not working Mondays and you're not working Fridays. So you need to start as you mean to go on. And this is an example of the golden boundaries that you wrote about on your own energy management plan last week. So instead of working yesterday, I did a huge declutter on the house, cleaned our house, created a beautiful roast dinner for myself and the fam. Myself and Wade went to get Lexi together from school. And I just felt so energized at the end of that day, because I feel like I just had it in my head that I wanted to clear energetic space for new things to drop in as part of this new chapter in the business and for us as a family. And that, as a result of creating that golden boundary about no, you're not working today, and instead focused on all that energy creation, I guess, it made a huge difference. The second thing as well is to outsource as much as possible. So obviously our opportunities to outsource are pretty limited right now, given that we're in lockdown Sydney. But as soon as we are in a position to start outsourcing as much as we can. So for example, 50% of our living kitchen dining room is glass, and the windows are disgusting, as happens at the end of winter and as happens with a small child around. So one of the things I really want to do is to clean our windows, but that is going to take a whole day. Like Wade did it last time and it took him an entire day to do. And right now I would much rather we're spending that time with our family or resting, given that both of us have been unwell over the last week, or of course in our businesses. So time management comes down to, okay, cool, I can't do everything, so what can we outsource? So just as an example, outsourcing the window washing is something that is part of this energy management plan. And I also want to bring my cook up back. So for anyone who's following me over Instagram at the weekend, you'll see that I did batch cooking for the first time in quite a while. It's been a long time since I did that because we were in lockdown. I wasn't going to the office anymore. I used to go to an office one day a week. And then I just kind of got normal just to cook meals every day. So part of this, again, is just be a lot more efficient with my time so that I can be a lot more efficient with my energy. So I brought the cook up back last weekend and it was really, really good. I made a huge vat of dal. It's enormous. And I also roasted two huge big trays of vegetables as well. So I'm actually going to have that for lunch today. I've got a chicken bone broth cooking in the slow cooker today. And I'm just going to pull off the meat from the chicken drumsticks in there and heat up the some of the roast veg in the oven, just get that a bit of a warm through. And then bang, that's it. Chicken and vegetables for lunch, maybe with some avocado. And that's sorted. So the cook up being back is a really, really big one. Just having meals, particularly at lunchtimes, because my time, Wilder is not currently taking the bottle from anyone else other than me. He's barely taking it from me. So that just means that my time is really, I need to be really efficient because I know that I'll be feeding him for 2 hours today as part of a work day. So any way that I can free up time for myself that's where the time management comes. So bringing the cook up back, which means that there's a lunch that can just be easily reheated and eaten and then, you know, back to Wilder or back to work as well. Great way of managing my energy. So the fifth tier up from the bottom of my energy management pyramid is movement. So it's very easy to be very sedentary, particularly with tiny baby feeding, sitting on my ass right now as I am, sitting on the floor, cross-legged, podcasting, not so good for the bod. So as part of movement, my guidelines are to have two exercise sessions per day, and they aren't massive 90-minute cardio sessions. I want to do one walk and then one either yoga or Pilates session. So to give you an example, this morning, as part of my miracle morning, I was up at 6. Wilder woke up at 6. So I got up with him, took him downstairs, gave him a feed, did 10 minutes. I'd like to do 20 minutes of meditation, but I did 10 minutes because he was up with me. And then I did, I think it was like 15 minutes maybe of like a bit of mixed yoga and Pilates. I just rolled out my mat. I didn't do a structured class or anything. I just, did a few poses and a few stretches, and particularly with my core because I've got some separation after having him. So I've got three different exercises that I'm doing every day just to help that separation heal. So yes, that was this morning. And then later on today, so when I'm finished my work day, I'll go out for a walk for 20-30 minutes as well. So that's how I'm approaching the exercise. Very, very accessible and not putting myself under epic pressure right now as I adjust into this new chapter of being back in the business and having a second child as well to navigate. Green smoothie break. Okay, so next tier up. So I'm now at the second tier from the top. So sixth tier up is mindset, because this is such a huge contributing factor to having effective energy. I mean, I've had so many days since Wilder was born where I wake up feeling exhausted and like, oh my God, so much disruptive sleep. I feel really tired. Lexi's being really challenging this morning. Wade's annoying me. And when I can shift my mindset back to a more empowering mindset, my whole day shifts. Like I've had days where I feel absolutely exhausted and I think I'm going to need a nap within an hour of getting up. And then if I can manage my mindset effectively enough, it's like I just get this renewed burst of energy. It's really quite incredible. And every single time it reminds me how how close it's the mind-body connection. Yeah. Like if we can manage our mindset, we'll actually be able to influence how our body feels as well. So for me, mindset, three simple things, 20 minutes of transcendental meditation per day. So ideally in TM, when I did my training, you're meant to do 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon. If I can do 20 minutes all day, I'll be pretty happy right now. But, you know, example this morning, I got 10 minutes done this morning and I was really, really happy with that. I figure it's better than not doing anything at all. And the second then is bringing back my affirmation practice, which had fallen by the wayside since Wilder was born as well. And then tapping. So I don't have a daily tapping practice. However, I will tap if something is challenging me or I'm trying to shift gears into a more positive mindset or a more creative mindset or a more efficient mindset, I will lean on tapping to help me do that. So that's mindset. And then the very, very top tier then, tier 7, the very top, is nice things. So these are the nice things which I think are critical in lockdown as well. For any of you listening who are in lockdown right now, you need to have your nice things in there because that's what keeps us going. It's the little reward or the big reward, depending on what the nice thing is, that helps you keep going. It rewards you, and just that morale boost is like how I like to think of it as well. So I've got four things. So first is a weekly well-being appointment. So I've actually created a little schedule for myself. So I've got a rotating schedule of each week. I've got one nice thing. So they are kinesiology, acupuncture, chiro, and massage. And I'll do one of those each of those once a week. No, sorry, what am I saying? I do one of those a week and then it rotates. So like week one, I'll do like next week is kinesiology. And then in 4 weeks' time, it's back to kinesiology again. The second is to have a bath twice a week. So I've been actually having bath night. It was on Thursday night once Wilder was a few weeks old. And I'm doing it on Tuesdays as well. So Tuesdays, as I'm recording this, it's Tuesday. So that means tonight is bath time. And actually, it's worked out quite well. I didn't think about this when I was doing the plan, but Tuesdays and Thursdays are my big business days. So it's nice to kind of bookend them with a bath at the end of it, just to help drop into that more feminine restorative energy and recharge for the next day ahead. And also, I'm looking forward to it. Like, this has been quite it's a full day. I've had a podcast interview already. I've recorded intros and outros for another podcast. As soon as I finish this episode, I'll be going to have that quick lunch of roast vegetable and chicken, give Wilder a feed. And then I'm on to a 3-hour intensive mentoring session with one of my new mastermind members for the afternoon, and then finish that at 3:30, half an hour to tidy up loose ends from the day. And then Lexi will be home from school at 4:00, and then I'm back into mama mode from then on. So having that nice thing to look forward to, that bath at the end of today, it just feels really, really, really good, and highly recommend it. And third one is having clothes I love. So for me, just wearing clothes that I really, really enjoy wearing, it's a big energy boost, and I just feel nicer about myself. So I will not lie, I have been in activewear or pajamas or loungewear every single day for 11 weeks now since he was born. So what I mean by that, like today, it's a business day, so I've put on a nice knit sweater with pom-poms on it. Just little things like that. I'm still wearing my compression leggings on the bottom half, but the top half, I just feel like it's a little bit more, and I'm wearing a nice t-shirt underneath if it gets too warm, because it's a really beautiful day outside in Sydney here. So having clothes that I really love makes a big difference as well. And also by extension, having underwear I love. So I talked a lot about the power of underwear in my Stepping Into My Sexuality episode last year. And I talked about it a lot on my Reconnection Tour talk as well, in my talk on the tour as well. And for the first 8 weeks maybe of Wilder's life, I was wearing these beautiful bamboo singlets. They're like a built-in bra, super comfortable, really nice. But part of coming back into babyland last week, I was like, I'm starting to wear bras again. So I got two beautiful nursing bras from Hot Milk. I've got a beautiful ivory one and a beautiful black one, and I'm wearing those every day. So this is, again, just and this is the thing, remember, it's just the small things. This energy management stuff isn't like epic changes or being a totally different person to who you normally are. It's just those little things that make you feel good, energized, healthy, focused, all of those beautiful things. So simple thing, tiny thing, just putting on a bra for the last 2 weeks has felt really, really good. They're beautiful bras. I feel really, I wouldn't go so far as feeling sexy just yet, but I feel really feminine and well supported, and just that I'm wearing something really lovely that I enjoy wearing. So wearing clothes I love, underwear I love, makes a really, really big difference. And another one is to have two friend walks per week. So I booked in a walk with my friend Julie and my friend Stace this week, because that's pretty much all we can do if we want to see our friends at the moment in Sydney, is to go for a walk with them. And that's that social time. And I do think, just reflecting on my own energy over the last few weeks, on the weeks where myself and Stace have been really, really good and really regular with our walks each weekend, it's been really, really special. The weeks where I've walked with Stacey, my energy is so much better. There was one week where, well, the week I was sick, actually, the week before last, so we didn't walk that week. And then towards the start of just after Wilder was born, she wasn't well, so I didn't see her for a few weeks and I wasn't walking. But the weeks where I walk with her, oh my God, the difference to my energy is epic. And I do, and I've seen this in myself and I've seen it in my friendship circle. Our friendship, like our girlfriends, are the first thing to go when everything gets busy. Like if we're homeschooling in lockdown, businesses or jobs are busy, partners are being busy, you know, there's a lot going on. The friendships go first. And I have to tell you, when I spend time with my friends, it is so incredibly energizing, whether it's a phone call or it's a walk and talk like I've been doing with Stace. It's just life changing. Like it really and truly is. I come back a different person. Like I can go for that walk with Stacey feeling stressed and overwhelmed and cranky and tired. And I come back walking on air. Like Wade comments on it. He's like, "You like, what does she do?" But I think I do the same for her. It's just that time with another girlfriend. It makes such a difference. So I think it's really important for me to include that on my energy management plan, but also to think about for you, because what I would love for you to do is to go away and create your own energy management plan, maybe using some of the prompts, maybe some of the ideas that I've shared as part of mine, as part of this episode, because the time with girlfriends, it's so energizing, but we put it off or we delay it and we don't prioritize it. And, you know, ultimately at our own expense, it just doesn't serve us. So quick recap, the seven tiers of my energy management pyramid are: bottom, sleep, then moving up from that, hydration, up from that, nutrition, then time management, movement, mindset, and nice things. And this, there was no book that I read in order to do this, or podcast I listened to, or event I went to. This was me just saying, okay, what works for me and what serves my energy best? And then I got that down on paper. As I said, staying on track is a whole other conversation. If I tick off a few of these, I'm feeling really, really happy with them. So just as an example today and what I've got planned for today, sleep, got 7 hours last night. So that's pretty bloody good. I'm happy with that. 3 liters of fluid. Yeah, I'm definitely on track for that today. Nutrition, no sugar, gluten or chocolate planned for today. And meals so far have been regular. I had a boiled egg and soldiers with Lexi at 7:15, and I'll be having lunch actually at 12, a little bit earlier. And then time management then. So golden boundaries. Yes, so far so good on that. And outsourcing, limited, but we'll get back to that as soon as we can. And the cook up. So yeah, my lunch is the cook up that I cooked on Saturday, which is really, really helpful. And then movement, yeah, I've ticked off one already, so I've just got the second one to go as I'm recording this. It's 11:30 in the morning. And mindset, 20 minutes of meditation. I did 10 minutes and I haven't actually done affirmations or tapping today, so I'll do that later on today. And my nice thing, I've got my, what's this Friday? Massages this Friday. And I've also, yeah, bath night tonight. I'm wearing a beautiful bra that I love wearing. And I know that I've got my walks coming up. I've got Jules on Friday and Stace on Saturday for walks this week. So that's my energy management plan. As I said, this is my promise to myself. If I can keep all the promises on one day, I will be very, very happy. If I keep half of them, I will be just as happy, because I feel that it's more than I would have done if I didn't have the plan in place. So I would really invite you to create a plan of your own. Keep it simple, keep it very achievable, because you can also add layers to it further down the track. So it doesn't have to be all singing, all dancing. You could have one layer, which might be focusing on your sleep. It might be focusing on eating food that serves you better. There's no right way of doing this, but I did want to share it because, as I said, when I did share a little snippet of it on my Insta last week, I got a lot of questions. So I was keen to share it as part of this episode. And it was a nice opportunity segue to share a little bit about the book as well. So thank you so much for joining for this episode. I hope it's given you some food for thought, and I hope that you're as excited about the book. Actually, probably people aren't going to be as excited as I am, but I hope you are excited about the book coming out in January. And just a reminder that it is available right now for pre-order on my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au. And just remember, if you pre-order through my website, you get all those awesome bonuses. You get, first of all, you get it first, and the affirmation card that I will pull just for you. I will sign your book for you, and you'll get the mini step into action program as well. That includes a visualization and an audio pep talk as well. And anyone who orders before the 30th of September will be in the draw to win that 1 hour mentoring session with me, which, as I said earlier, is literally money cannot buy. And of course, if you want to inquire about mentoring with me, mentoring spots are open right now. I've got a very, very limited number as I'm recording this. I don't know how many will be left, but as I'm recording this, there are 7 left out of the 10 that I opened up. So yes, I would love to, talk to you about mentoring if that's something that is calling you right now. So I'll be back next week with episode 2. I'll be featuring the first mentee case study next week, who is, it's Lucy, and she'll be sharing how she scaled her business from a one-woman consultancy to a 6-person agency in just 2 years. So I'm really excited to bring you that episode. And thank you, as always, for tuning in to the show. It is so good to be back podcasting. I love this. Lots of people messaged me to say that they missed me in their ears. So I'm hoping that this season ticks all the boxes and gives you lots to think about, as I always like to do. So sending you much love, and thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Thank you for being part of this week's episode. It was remarkable to have you. I am always keen to hear your thoughts, questions, ideas, and suggestions for future topics for the podcast. So please get in touch on Instagram. My handle is @LorraineRemarks, and through my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au. If you're enjoying what I'm putting out here, please do rate, review, or subscribe to the podcast so more people can find out about it and we can build this special community. Or even better, do all 3. Chat to you next week.